the weirdest thing. I feel like I've been in a coma for about 20 years, and I'm just now waking up.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I remember playing some of my best ball when it was freezing outside.
Best what ball?
Anything that involved a ball, I played it.
Jeff Lutz.
Again, you played your best ball by yourself?
I assume most people do. You've never got your shot blocked playing by yourself.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's the ball.
Learn it. Know it. Live it.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz co-hosting. Max Power producing and engineering. 869-1240, the IHOP hotline. Sponsored by our friends at IHOP. Their decadent French toast is available for you. Did you see that an Ohio lawmaker has introduced a bill into the Ohio legislature that would make flag planting at Ohio State home football games a felony?
I saw that, but lawmakers introduce crazy stuff all the time, and there's no way that's going to get anywhere within the Ohio lawmaking chain.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. What's wrong with those people?
They don't have much to do, apparently.
My goodness.
But Ohio is crazy over Ohio State football. And I don't say that in a good way. They're nuts. And it's not always a great look. They need to kind of get over themselves or re-examine a little bit.
Sounds like Bill Belichick is now the guy making the decision about North Carolina. North Carolina seems to have made it clear to him that they want him.
Sure.
To be their head football coach. Will Bill Belichick be the next football coach at North Carolina? I almost just start laughing when I say it.
What? Now, tell me why, because I get it, but he's a coach. He wants to coach, and if someone's going to, hey, you get to do whatever you want with this program, we're going to adhere to your every wish and demand, and you get to leave it to your son afterward, why would he not go?
Well, he's 72 years old. The rigors of coaching in college, in my opinion, are greater than coaching in the NFL. That doesn't mean it's easy in the NFL. That's not what I'm saying. But now with NIL, the transfer portal, the constant state of recruiting, and Bill Belichick can't just say, well, I'll have these people do that.
He's not
going
to go recruit.
They'll do all. Are you kidding me?
He's not going to do much of that. That's why his son is there.
If I'm a kid that's thinking about going to North Carolina, you know the first thing I'm going to ask when somebody comes to visit me?
Really?
When do I get to visit with Coach Belichick?
Really?
Yeah.
You think an 18-year-old? Well, yeah. His girlfriend's that age, but an 18-year-old football player.
Okay, cool. You're recruiting me? Where's Coach? Where's Coach Belichick?
Where's Coach Belichick? He'll be your coach.
Right. I want to meet him.
You don't get to meet him.
Then I'm going there.
No, you're going
to get to Clemson.
You're going to get paid, and you're going to go to the NFL. You sure you don't want to come here?
I'm going to Clemson. If I can't meet the guy,
why do you need to meet him?
Because he's an icon.
Then you'll meet him when you sign.
No.
Well, then,
Dabo,
bye.
I get to meet Dabo.
Dabo's nothing. Nobody cares about Dabo. You wouldn't be able to spot him in the street.
I like him in some ways. The guy's enthusiastic. The guy's a football coach, man. He's the epitome of a football coach.
Is that good?
I think so. He reminds me of what a football coach used to be and still can be.
Again, is that good?
I think it is.
What's good about it?
I just like the rah-rah. Fired up.
Doesn't use the transfer portal.
Enthusiasm.
Hasn't had a good quarterback.
Well, they're in the playoff.
They are.
They've won national titles.
And good for them.
I like Dabo.
I'm so tired
of
Clemson.
Mind Dabo. It doesn't bother me. Give me another coach.
Why do you have to be an automatic into the CFP if you win the ACC? Big deal.
Because that's the way the system works right now. And the ACC was pretty good. They got two teams in.
Well, they,
and
yeah,
they got
only
a third
because,
Miami right on the edge.
Only because SMU lost.
They got two in. We're not here to contest it. They got more than the Big 12.
The Big 12 wasn't very good.
So there. I mean, you know.
There. What?
What do you Big Ten get in? Ohio State?
Indiana, Penn State, Oregon.
And Oregon. I can make a case that they're not that much better than the ACC, my friend. They certainly get all the love.
Would you take Oregon or SMU?
Well, I think Oregon is legit.
Okay. Would you take Penn State or SMU?
I'm not sold on Penn State or Ohio State.
You'd take SMU over Ohio.
And I can't be sold on Indiana. I think SMU would have a good chance of beating those teams.
Mm.
Not Oregon.
They didn't beat Clemson.
They'd have a good shot. Clemson would have a good shot.
No, they wouldn't. They lost to South Carolina.
Ohio State. Get back to me when
Ohio State would destroy Clemson.
Oh, please.
That game would not be close.
You don't have a clue.
Do they play? I hope they play. Who does Ohio State play?
I hope they play, and I hope they beat the you-know-what.
They will. Ohio State definitely
will. That's
what
I want. I can't stand Ohio State.
That's your problem.
And I can't stand Penn State. Hey, bud, you made a tackle. Here's a decal.
Yeah, that's only every college team. Why do you only hold that against Ohio State?
They started it.
How do you know?
Because they've been doing it forever.
Most teams have.
Good downfield block. Here, you can put this on your helmet. Please.
Well, again,
you know
everybody does it.
Play for the school, not the decal.
That's
my motto.
Game from Ohio State, 1968. Woody Hayes. You heard of him?
Yeah, the guy that went out and tried to trip a trombone
player.
Whoa,
he's rah-rah. He's an old school football coach, and I love it.
Please.
Clemson does it.
Yeah, but I like their colors.
Well, their colors. What do they put on their helmet? Do you know?
No, I don't.
Paw prints. Georgia uses dog bones.
The kids don't care about that.
Of course they do,
or they
wouldn't do it.
That's done for marketing.
Marketing what?
That's not done for the player.
What does it market?
You know what? In the age of NIL, hey, we can't pay you this week, but here's a decal. Please give me a break on that.
Again, what does it market?
You know it's awful. You just want to disagree again.
I don't have an opinion about it. It's been done literally my entire life and beyond. I don't know.
KU?
Yeah, I think so.
No, they don't.
Well, what does that tell you? Any national championships in that group?
I don't know why that is.
Ohio State has a few. Michigan has a few.
Did you read the first mock draft?
Which mock draft?
Field Yates.
NFL?
Yeah.
Like the 90th mock draft.
Well, it's got the Raiders taking the Miami quarterback Cam Ward at 2.
Yeah, good luck. That's not a splash. You either need Shedeur Sanders or Travis Hunter.
Why not Cam Ward?
Blah.
Leads the country in touchdown passes.
He's fine.
You know what you've never done? You've never watched Cam Ward play.
Oh, Cam Ward.
No, be honest.
I have hours of film.
No, Jeff, for once in your life.
On Cam Ward.
Be honest.
I don't care if I've seen him play.
Have you seen him play?
It doesn't matter. He's not a splash, and he's not somebody who'll get the fan base motivated, and who cares? That's what I think. And every indication is this is a light quarterback class, and you're going to have a reach.
He's one of the Heisman finalists.
Great. That doesn't mean anything. Gino Toretta won the Heisman.
I mean, unbelievable how you just mock these people.
I'm not mocking him.
Cam Ward is the exact prototype of what an NFL quarterback is now.
I don't think that's accurate. A lot of people are saying that he looks like a disappointment.
Give me a lot of people.
Schefter.
Adam Schefter said that. First of all, that's
Kuiper.
Not what he does.
Kuiper.
Kuiper said it.
Jim Bill Polian said it.
Here's what Field Yates says. Ward is an improvisational signal caller with a hose of an arm and the capacity to throw from many arm angles. That's duh.
Okay.
He leads FBS with 36 touchdowns and is second in passing yardage, 4,123. I don't know what you want from the guy, but those numbers.
Numbers are numbers. That doesn't always
you're saying he's
translate.
Not, that he's not going to be a good NFL quarterback.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying drafting him, if you're the Raiders, is a waste. I don't know. He might be the next Brady, for all I know, but come on. Pathetic.
Where's Cap when I need...
Pathetic effort. Where's he doesn't want Cam Ward.
Call him.
No, I can't call him. Tell Max to call him.
He's our...
Max, call Capra.
Raiders insider.
He doesn't want Cam Ward. I'll bet you any amount of money he does not want Cam Ward.
I will bet you. You name the amount. Max, get him on the air. That's your job. If it doesn't happen, you're fired.
No, he's not.
Why can't you let me throw my...
We're firing people.
Why can't you let me throw
my...
You
know when I know somebody isn't a good quarterback? When they say he has arm talent.
Who said that?
Bleacher Report. I hate that. Arm talent. Just say he's a good quarterback. Protecting the football and limiting turnover-worthy plays. Too much hero ball. Predetermined snap, pre-snap reads and decisions. Too much of that. And
yeah, we can't get him better.
No, the Raiders can't.
Good
Antonio
grief.
Pierce can't.
What's your anger with the Raiders about?
I'm not angry. Just if you're not taking Sanders, take Hunter, and let's go.
They need a quarterback. This franchise cannot survive without a quarterback.
Go get Sam Darnold. He's a free agent.
My goodness.
And they have Daniel Jones and J.J. McCarthy, the Vikings. Go get him and then draft Travis Hunter. Then you have something.
Well, Travis Hunter is appealing, no question. But
Cam Ward throwing to Jacoby Myers is nothing. That's nothing.
What about Brock Bowers?
He's fine.
What about the kid, the tight end they drafted last
Michael
year?
Mayer,
he's been hurt.
Does he have much with Bowers still there?
You not know what the NFL is? Brock Bowers is a tight end in name only. He's a wide receiver.
Fine.
In a tight end body.
Well, he plays
tight end.
That's
the way we play this game nowadays.
Outside of Gronk and Aaron Hernandez, name one time
Bowers
a team
can
had
get out in,
two successful tight ends.
Bowers lines up all over the place.
Well, that's not what I asked. Gronk did too.
Ladies and
Gronk
gentlemen.
And Aaron Hernandez.
Anthony Capra.
That's what the tight ends do.
It seems like.
Here's Anthony Capra joining us. Anytime we have a debate about the Raiders, we go to Cap. Anthony, welcome. First of all, you're going to slam Jeff for what he's talking about here.
Oh, I'll just ask
the
you,
Raiders
Anthony.
Are in a position, most likely, to have a very high draft pick. Field Yates at ESPN.com is saying that they will pick second and take Cam Ward out of Miami. Your thoughts?
I agree with the thought of Field Yates. I mean, they're going to end up with either one or two at this point, it looks like. I think everybody thinks it's going to be Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, and if I had to choose between those two, it would probably be Cam Ward, just for the playmaking ability. I still don't think that's the right guy. I don't know if I ever think there is a right guy anymore, but that's not my guy.
Thank you.
Who would be your guy? There's only
guy
two
would
available
probably
at
not,
this level.
Well, it would probably not be a quarterback if those are the two guys at that position. It would probably be find a way to trade up to one and take Travis Hunter. That's the generational
talent. Wouldn't you rather go sign Sam Darnold as a free agent and draft Travis Hunter and have a real future instead of I got Cam Ward?
I see what you're saying, but no, because if you're trying to build for the future, Sam Darnold is going to probably win you a couple games that you probably shouldn't win, and you want to start building. So why win seven games instead of winning two and continuing to build through the draft? Unless you're going to reload with free agents, there's no point to bring in Sam Darnold. That's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback. So you're really just
he's got 11 wins this
point,
year.
Doing what
yeah,
you've always
got
done.
A better team around him. The Raiders aren't in that position yet.
And he's 27. He's just entering his prime. That's crazy, Cap.
Cap, when's the last
he's
time
having a good year,
somebody?
But he's not going to win a Super Bowl in Minnesota.
He may.
No, not going to happen. Side bets off the air. I'm welcome for him.
Well, only one team can win the Super Bowl. You have to acknowledge the guy's performance and what he's done.
Well, here's what we know, Cap. We can debate this all day, but what we probably know is that the Raiders will screw it up somehow.
Well, that goes without saying, and that's implied. So really, yeah, we're all just spinning our wheels here thinking about what they can do. But yeah, they'll find a way to mess it up. That's what they do best. That's what they've done for as long as I've known them.
All right. You are now, if you weren't already, you're officially our Las Vegas Raiders insider. Thank you, Cap.
Pat, before you go, hold on. I have just one question. Doesn't Travis Hunter and whatever quarterback you have basically take you from 2 wins to 7? If you have
but
Hunter,
I want to get to 7.
Right. So if you have Travis Hunter, you're going to win some games. You might as well get a quarterback to go along with him.
Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying there, but no, I wanted Caleb Williams. I want the generational talent kind of guys. I want those guys. I don't think anybody that I've read, at least, has labeled either of the top two quarterbacks, which is Ward and Sanders. I don't think either of them has labeled them as future generational talents or Super Bowl kind of navigational quarterbacks for an organization. They're good and they're the top of the class, but that doesn't mean they're great and worth a pick for 5 years of an organization.
Thank you, Cap. Well put. Sounds like you come down on my side.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys.
See ya.
Anthony Capra, settling a debate.
Not really.
Yeah, well, I feel like he was more on my side.
Based on what?
Some of the things he said.
Yeah.
Go back and listen. You can
rewind
the Odyssey app at any time, and you'll get a feel for it.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Here is Morgan Stout. Feels strange to probably hear this, but former Wichita State volleyball player just concluded an incredible career with the Shockers as they were ousted from the NCAA tournament by SMU last week. Morgan, hello and welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Yeah, what does it feel like to now know that your collegiate career with the Shockers is behind you?
I definitely miss it, that's for sure. I can definitely thank my coaches and my teammates, the incredible support system I had behind me, cheering me on. It was a great 5 years that I was there. I loved it, loved the atmosphere. The roundhouse is amazing. So I'll never forget those memories, and I'll cherish everything for the rest of my life. So.
Yeah, you obviously had a great career, but what I noticed just in kind of perusing your accomplishments is you took a real big leap between your sophomore and junior years. You took another leap at the end of your junior year in the postseason when you played extremely well. Then you took a leap between that and your senior year, and then this year also you were playing your best by the end and won the most valuable player of the conference tournament and just had an incredible stretch. So what does it take to continue to get better when you're already really good? What kind of drive do you have to do that?
It's definitely, I take everything really personal. So whoever's on like the other side of the net, I make sure like they're not outperforming me, or like if there's anything that I really want to work on or like get better at, I kind of just set my mind on that one specific thing and get better at that. So one thing I was like, I really need to work on is my serving. So then I would, you know, take time during practice and I would try to serve like 20 balls in a row inbounds. And if I miss, I'd like start over. It's like small things like that, that I'm really dedicated to like bettering myself at. And also just having like an amazing coaching staff has helped me like figure out different goals for myself, or like personal, whether it's like personal goals or like goals for the team. Like I wanted to always be that person that people could like lean and depend on whenever games are tight or like we're losing. And so making sure to like go in games and being like, okay, this is where I'm going to hit, and like really executing a game plan and like following scouting reports. Just making sure I'm like setting the best example for like my teammates, and also really challenging like the other side and like their, you know, passing their on their platforms, like really also challenging the libero too. has really, like, you know, helped me out a lot when it comes to, like, being better. But yeah, there's different things that I kind of set out for myself. Like this year I was like, I want to be that person that my team depends on. And I think I did it. So
Morgan Stout with us just recently concluded her Shocker volleyball career, led the country with 3.15 kills per set, ranked second in the country with 3.95 points per set. Just a remarkable senior season. So how many years did you spend in Fowler as a kid growing up? How long were you in Fowler, Kansas?
Yeah, I spent 15 years there. So I was there for quite some time. After my freshman year summer, that's when I transferred and went to Nickerson High School, right outside of Hutchinson. So
how does a kid growing up in Fowler, a small western Kansas town, home of Dave Harris, I think we talked about that the last time you were on, but how does a kid in Fowler get subjected to volleyball? How did it come about? How old were you when you started playing? Why did you start playing volleyball?
Yeah, being in a small town, it's kind of like you kind of have sports around you because that's really all you have. there's not really any distractions when it comes to like outside factors other than like farming, I guess. So yeah, sports is something that I fell in love with like super fast. And then I started playing when I was in sixth grade. So I want to say like maybe 11 years old is when I started playing. But when I finally took it seriously, I think I was in like eighth grade. So kind of a difference there. But I was like, I'm going to start playing seriously. And then by the time I hit my freshman year, that's when I had Mallory Burkamp, Mackenzie Duell, Madison Hayes. Those were all my teammates then in Fowler. And they were like the people that really helped me fall in love with volleyball. And I'm forever grateful to ever play with them, because if it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't have started actually being competitive in volleyball until like maybe later, if not never. You know, I didn't really like volleyball at first, ironically. But whenever I was playing with them, they were super encouraging, very good. And so I was like, wow, I love this team so much. And then I decided I wanted to get closer to like a bigger school because I wanted, I took volleyball more seriously. So that's when I moved out to Nickerson, because I was like, I want to play for like a bigger school so I can get better exposure to like Division One schools. And that's kind of where Lambeau picked up on me, and I started playing for Shockwave under Scott Larkin. So, but yeah, coming from a small town definitely shows like how much you really love something, I think, because we didn't really have much over there. So, but yeah, that's pretty much how I fell in love with it. So,
yeah. So, you know, Wichita is not a huge metropolis by any stretch, but you know, it's bigger than Fowler. So what kind of, small town, I guess, values and experiences did you really want to carry over, to come into Wichita? And then what parts of quote unquote city life did you sort of find that you enjoyed?
Yeah. I think having that tight knit community where like everyone knows each other, and everyone's just kind of like rooting for one another, because, you know, we come from a really small area. So it's like whenever somebody accomplishes something or whenever we win something, it's like even more exciting, you know, because out there it's like we have like rodeos and stuff like that. But like people, whenever we win games and like win championships out there in like a rural community, people go crazy and you have like so much support on your back from people. And I really think that carrying that along with me, like really cheering for my teammates, supporting one another, that's something that I really wanted to carry in with me. Like if I was having a bad game, I looked on to like Emerson, or I looked on to Izzy and our outsides, or like our passers back row. And I'm like, you're going to get this pass. You're going to do really well with it. Like hitters, like keep going for it. I'm going to cover you. Just like reminding people that like I have your back, even though like I'm not performing well, I want you to perform well, you know? And that's kind of how I was raised. Like whenever, you know, a family member needed help, like I was always there for them, or a friend needed help. I treat everyone like kind of like family, because that's where I grew up at. So I had, like, you know, that rural community, like, once again, everyone knows one another. So it's like we're all just kind of like family. So having that family mindset and bringing that into Wichita State is something that I really wanted to do. And I never forgot about my Fowler family. So, but yeah, Nickerson also, like, same thing there. And then kind of carrying those values onto like a bigger city and then having like a bigger role on the team, like, that's kind of definitely what helped me, I think, leap into those older years as a collegiate player.
Final moments here with Morgan Stout, one of the most highly decorated Shocker volleyball players of all time. You were recently chosen in the Pro Volleyball Federation draft, going 25th overall to the Vegas Thrill. Now, we're not too aware of what the Pro Volleyball Federation is. I'm sure you've done a lot of research. Tell us about that. What are your next steps? Are you going to play professional volleyball? Do you know yet? What's next for Morgan Stout?
Yeah, right now we're kind of training for the preseason. Our season starts January 10th, but right now just kind of trying to, like, do as best as I can in front of the coaches. It's an amazing coaching staff. They just hired a new coach. His name is Ramon, so he's really good. And then all the players, like, we have a two-times bronze medalist playing with us. She's our setter. And then some people, they're, you know, it's really diverse. Like, people are from all over. So getting attuned to, like, different atmospheres, different training facility. It's definitely a different town because it's Las Vegas. So something I'm definitely not used to because I'm from a very rural community. So, but everyone on my team is very supportive. Everyone's super good. So they communicate really well. And everyone just wants the best for each other, too. And the coaches are super supportive.
Are you in Vegas now, Morgan?
Yeah, I'm in Vegas right now. I just flew out on Monday. So my first practice was yesterday.
So I don't know if you look at it like this, but it seems like it's going to start being pretty unique for a standout athlete to spend 5 years at a particular university. Do you feel that way too? And what was it about your experience at Wichita State where, you know, the transfer portal, you kind of eliminated that as an option?
Yeah, no, coming from like a different, like a small town, I was really, really loyal to all those people that I was with. So I definitely carried that into Wichita State. Like, I trusted in my coaches, even when, like, my sophomore year wasn't the best year I had. But I still stayed and I stuck it through because I was loyal to my coaching staff. You know, I decided to trust them and put all of my, like, effort and everything into them, and hopefully I received it back, and they definitely were very supportive of me. So I definitely carried that into there, into like that program and stuff. That's why the transfer portal, it's kind of iffy. You know, you never know if you're going into the right program. You have to put a lot of trust in people that you're not really familiar with or you just met, you know, a while ago. For me, I was like, I know this coaching staff, and whenever I got to Wichita State, they truly believed in me, and they told me that they were going to turn me into an All-American, and I trusted them, and being loyal to them and trusting them, putting everything in my coaching staff is something I will never, ever regret, because, you know, some people, they get in the transfer portal, and they don't know if, like, it's going to turn out well for them. Like, I knew exactly what I was going into, and I knew that my coaches were going to 100% support me, so... And they did just that. So I have.
And Lambeau would have put up roadblocks at every exit to Wichita had you tried to leave, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You would not have been supportive of it.
There you go. Well, Morgan, we really appreciate it. Congratulations on a fantastic college career. And we're looking forward to following you as you embark on this professional volleyball venture. We'll catch up soon, okay?
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate the phone call. So,
all right. Morgan Stout from Shocker Volleyball. Yeah, I feel like she's one of those Shocker athletes who goes right to the top.
She's right there.
Sydney McKinney, those kinds of people.
Absolutely.
Addison Barnard. Did I get it right?
Nope. You sure didn't.
No, I did. Barnard's. You go
yeah,
to
you
Barnard.
Said Bernard.
No, I said Addison Barnard.
No, you didn't.
Max, rewind it. I'm pretty sure I did.
You didn't.
Barnard.
Bernard, yeah.
Just no. Kidding. See, you don't even know. I don't
I
think you
with
know.
It.
No, you weren't.
Addison Barnard.
Bernard's. Not Barnard. You got it wrong.
No, you got it wrong. It's Barnard.
Oh, my God, Jeff.
You just said Barnard's.
My God.
You're an idiot.
Get it right. Why don't you ever have your headsets on?
I don't know what I'm supposed to say
Engage
to that.
Engage in the show.
I am. I'm on the show.
If you can't hear what's...
It's not my job to engage in the show. I am the show.
If you can't hear what's happening on the show, how
I
can
am
you
what's
make
happening on the show.
See, that's your... That's just a bunch
I'm
of,
on the show.
It's a bunch of malarkey.
No, I don't need to know what's going on the show
but
that I'm
if
on.
I make reference to a song, but you weren't listening.
No, I wasn't.
You should listen.
If I haven't heard it before, there's no reason to hear it today.
I'm going to look into that band. I got to figure out what to do tonight. My wife coming off a little cataract surgery this morning. I don't know what we're going to do tonight.
I don't know.
Got any ideas?
No, Wednesdays are tough.
There's a little Mexican place out at 21st and Mays called David's. Have you ever been there?
Never
Dude
heard of it.
Goes there for breakfast burritos.
Really?
Every Saturday morning.
Well, that's excellent. Maybe
I'm
I should start doing
thinking about going
that.
And getting something out there.
At David's. Yeah, I don't know that one. Haven't
like,
seen it. I'll have to look for
I'm
it.
I'm in that mode right now where I like to find these little these little places. I told you we got...
Well, something on 21st and Mays isn't a little
no,
place.
No, it's a little... It's tucked back in there. It's in a little strip center.
But you know what I mean.
Well, it's on the south side of 21st, before you actually get to Mays.
Okay.
But I'm intrigued by it. I just gave them a free... I ought to get something.
I don't think that's how it works. I think you get something before you talk about it. If you've already talked about it, what's their incentive
if I
to...
I walk in there later this evening and somebody doesn't say, oh, here, take a free Coke or something.
You don't drink Coke.
I'll be disappointed.
When's the last time you had a Coca-Cola?
I don't know. Years.
Pepsi?
Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar I'm into.
Used to buy Pepsi for the fridge back in the day.
Well, Pepsi was my drink of choice for a while. Mountain Dew had its moment.
Yeah, remember when I had that mini fridge? That was awesome.
Diet Mountain Dew had more of a moment. And now it's Dr. Pepper Zero I like.
Whatever you got to do.
Well, I like it.
I didn't like it.
I was never a Dr. Pepper guy growing up. We were a Pepsi house.
Yeah, I know.
My half-sister just loved Pepsi.
It's all right.
She just loved it.
It's all right.
She would come visit from Kansas City, take the bus down, and my mom made sure we had Pepsi.
Did they not have Pepsi in Kansas City?
She made sure we had Pepsi. I wish you would just... Instead of trying so hard.
Not trying that hard.
It had nothing to do with whether they had Pepsi in Kansas.
Why didn't she bring her own Pepsi?
Here you go again.
Like, this isn't.
Here you go again.
This isn't like you can
You're
only
just
get
being
it.
Obstinate for the fun of being obstinate.
Well, how long was
this
she there?
This is what drives me nuts.
You'll be all right. How long was she?
No, don't just blow it over.
You're fine. How long
you
was
hope she... I'm fine.
If you aren't, that's
I can't stand stuff. Like
if you
that.
Aren't, that's not my issue. But
no, I'm not answering any more of your questions.
How long did she visit?
Not answering.
Okay.
Books closed.
Great.
Not going into it anymore with you.
That's wonderful.
Try to share stuff and just doesn't go anywhere.
Well, I was just interested. Like, was she there for a week? Did you need a stock of Pepsi?
There's
or did
nothing
she...
really intriguing about college basketball tonight. In fact, maybe the worst night of the year. NBA, is there anything?
There's a couple NBA Cup games. Nah, maybe.
I just don't care about the NBA right now.
Me neither.
So you're admitting it?
I am admitting it. My team's awful.
You're done with it?
I'm not done with it, but I'm not into it right now.
We had this conversation, and Duda was in on it.
What
care. Are you going to do if the Pacers are not good? And you said, oh, I'm in. I'm...
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Duda will verify
and
that.
And I'll do something else. And in fact, I remember specifically saying I would probably do something else if they're bad.
No.
Yeah.
I will guarantee you.
You're just making stuff up.
No.
Because I remember it specifically. And you're just like, well,
Duda,
I think.
If you're listening, text us.
He doesn't know. You're going to rely on Duda, who can't remember literally his middle name, but he knows what I said 2 years ago. Not...
Well, we both pounded you on that one.
No, I remember saying it specifically. You're just like, oh, do you remember? What kind of was there? Like, sort of. I remember saying specifically, it's going to be interesting if they're bad and finding out what I do. And it looks like...
You're off the wagon.
I'm finding something else.
What if they get good again?
Then I'll probably pick him back up.
Oh, my God. The worst kind of fan. Just the worst kind of fan.
I'm not the worst kind of fan.
You did them a disservice by even going to him.
No, I didn't. You know what the worst kind of fan is? The guy who is on the Pacers and is playing poorly and making me be a fan. No. Get
better. Worst kind of fan.
Do better.
You couldn't sound any worse.
I don't have long-term...
See, there it is.
Max, team.
Please record this, Max.
They owe me. I don't owe them.
You know, Max is so good at this job that he'll find that initial...
I don't care what you think he'll
find.
Talk about
you and the Pacers.
I don't care what you think he'll find.
And it will validate what Duda and I are saying.
No, there's no validation because I know what I said. And you're just wrong. You're
Max,
hoping.
Quickly get on.
You're hoping something like that happens.
What is your recall, Max, about what Jeff said when he announced his fandom for the Pacers?
That I like the Pacers.
He was all in, as far as I remember, with the Pacers. Because
well, there you go.
You were torturing him. You're going to watch the Pacers over something else? And yep.
Okay, great. So I watched the Pacers over something else. That doesn't... Yeah, you guys are just dumb. Like, you have no nuance whatsoever. It's just like, well, Jeff said he's all in, so he has to watch every game, and he has to report
back. Well, when
back.
You're all in, I felt like you were as all in on this team as you are the Guardians.
Please.
You said that.
No, I didn't. See, you're just making stuff up, and you get upset when I get upset about this, so let's not do that.
I mean, that's what I view fandom being.
Well, you can view
it. Okay, I'm with this team.
Okay, Raiders.
Well, you heard me talk about the Raiders.
Okay, I'm talking about the Pacers.
Yeah, not good. Not a good look.
Okay.
We'll get more from Duda tomorrow on this.
No, we won't. I'm not coming.
Okay, the two-man booth tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm coming, though.
The three-man booth tomorrow.
Maybe.
And we'll grill you on the Raiders. Not the Raiders, the Pacers. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow.